Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this Tom?
It is.
Hi, Tom. Tom, it's Paul calling you back from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. You know, obviously when we spoke this morning, you were planning on speaking with your current provider, see what they can do or what changes they can make. Were you able to have that conversation with them?
I did. We did.
Okay.
And we basically we did about $21,000 in work in November, and it cost me what was that number? Yeah, I'm so sorry, I'm having to stop what I'm doing to have this conversation. So, it was like about $2,700 in managed and Google. So we weren't that far off with the not exceed 10%. So we're not that far off. She did say that I do have management control of my Google business. I forgot to ask her for the sign-in information. It's been a busy day.
I hear you.
What I ask you to do, Paul, is if you could you email me at whitakerelectricrepair@gmail.com. Whitaker is spelled with two T's. It's W-H-I-T-A-K-E-R. And then a word electric and the word repair.
Okay.
That way, if you can, I don't know, the more information you send me, the better. We are going to roll with these people through the month of December. And basically, what I've got in my head, Paul, is to do an evaluation at the end of the year. And if we take, rather than putting pressure on these people and trying to make up a decision, take up the first 30 days of our kind of have the thought that we were close. And whatever it is, like the Fed. And so if I put November and December together, you know, things might balance out for them. I'm okay with averages, right? I've got like $9,000 worth of proposals that I put together that I'm still waiting for an answer on for people that were not ready to pull the trigger yet. And so if I was to get even half of those, it would push me over it to where this might have been like 8% of my revenue, which is a very, very, that's a great place for me to be.
Right.
And
so we'll let you reevaluate by the end of the year. We'll follow up with you beginning of next year.
I sure would appreciate that. That would be great.
No problem, Tom.
Yep,
sounds good.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.
Yep. You know, you're one of the only ones that just hasn't been pressuring me to the maximum.
We're here to help, you know, that's for sure. So if they're doing their job, great. If not, we can step in, but we'll definitely follow up with you after you've had a little bit more time to let them do what they're going to try to do, reevaluate at the end of the year. We'll take it from there.
And I appreciate that too. I've had people, not just this type of marketing, but just everything. Like 3-4 times a day. Now a good time? Nah, it wasn't a good time either when I was working 12 hours straight and I have all my guys spread all over. I'll call you.
Right.
I accept the answer of I'll call you. And so I am going to reevaluate this thing at the end of the month, and then we're going to make some kind of a decision moving forward into 2023.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan, and we'll talk to you a little later on down the road then.
Send me whatever you got, sir. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.